Harrison's going to come and tell us a little bit about how he has become a Christian. Thank you, young man.
Okay. Growing up in a Christian home, with my dad being the pastor of a church, means that the gospel has always been in my life, right from the minute I was born. It was spoken about by my parents and my family when we went to visit them, and I always had that underlying feeling that there was someone greater controlling the world. But then being the pastor's kid can be difficult because you can get bullied for it, and when other people are doing things that you think are wrong, then you have to stand up and say, I'm not going to do that. I often think of becoming a Christian like getting baptized, like a phoenix from Harry Potter, with the old tired body and person dying and a newer, better person rising from the ashes. So that's split into three parts, and I'm going to split me becoming a Christian into three parts, and I promise they'll be short. So part one of my exciting trilogy is mainly when I was in Norwich and the early times when I moved here to Manningtree. In Norwich, my family talked about being a Christian and we went to church and I was surrounded by Christianity from when I was born. But I didn't understand it. Either I wasn't old enough or my brain couldn't fathom it. And so I just went along, not understanding it, but knowing there was something bigger, a force that was out of our control, that owned us. Now that was in terms of my phoenix metaphor, the old me, the old Harrison who didn't understand Christianity. When I moved here to Manningtree, I started going to the COGS group, and for anyone who doesn't know, that's the primary school group here. One of the first courses we did was an ALF course, and that stands for About Life and Faith. On the course, we talked about how we can learn to follow Jesus. It was a discovery course, as their website calls it. The course asked three questions. Who is God? Who is Jesus? And who am I? And at the end of this course, I understood all of the teachings that Ruth and my dad had been doing. I accepted the answers to the questions about how to follow Jesus, and I prayed a little prayer. And at the end of the course, I went to my dad and said, Dad, I'm a Christian. In terms of the phoenix, this is the moment of the pile of ashes. My old life has burnt down and my new life is about to begin. If I had to explain how I became a Christian, I would say that in that one point at the end of the COGS session, I just felt like a sense of relief that there was a way out of this world of sin, a rescue plan for the whole of humanity. I felt like a great weight had been lifted off my shoulders, and I knew that God wasn't all that mystical or a made-up character by man. He was real, and he was ready and willing to save me. What I didn't really get then, but do now, is that at that moment and every day since then, God has been at work. He has taught me all the things I have needed so far as a Christian and what it means, like how useful it is to have the Bible and that prayer is a way of talking to God and also lots of other things. I know how to follow Jesus and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So now I've said about how I was and how I changed to become a Christian. And now, before I go swimming, I'm going to talk about what God is doing now and why now. The change that God the Holy Spirit is making in my life. Now I know when enough is enough, or at least most of the time I do. His word teaches me what to do in certain situations, and I think about what Jesus would do before I do whatever it is. And actually, because of that, a lot of people end up coming to me and asking me for advice. I try and say what the Bible says, but as well as saying that, later that evening, or whenever I could, I would pray about it. During my first year at Contagious Nano, the summer camp I go to, the leaders of our group prayed for us individually. We went out onto the small hill nearby and just prayed for all the things that were going on in our lives. Again, I felt this amazing sense of relief and ended up nearly crying on the way back in. But as it says in the Bible, everything, even my life, is under God's control. One of the very noticeable things that God has expected of me recently is standing up for my faith in school, when I'm out and about town with my friends, and just generally in my life. There was one RE lesson in year 8 and we had to read out our opinion on marriage in general, and as part of that I said I didn't agree with gay marriage. Then the people on my table started having a go at me because of that and they stood up and started talking loudly, and then the whole class joined in. It felt like about half an hour later the teacher stopped and said, so who's got a question for Harrison? 10 people put their hands up, and so the teacher went through them one by one until the end of the lesson came. Now, I didn't know where the courage had come from, because I was the only person in the room who had that opinion and everyone was shouting and the teacher wasn't trying to stop it. But I still managed to do it, and I thank God for giving me the strength to do that. So why now? Well, now that I understand these things in this more adult way, and now that I'm about to be called to stand up for my faith, it seems right to go swimming. Dad still doesn't like me calling it that. To do what God asks each of his people to do at the start of their service to him, to be baptized. One of my favorite Christian songs says, no matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is, the cross has made you flawless. So I found following Jesus can have its ups and downs. It can be hard, it can be easy. And all the way through it, God is there, watching, protecting, guiding me. Joshua 1:9, one of my favorite Bible verses says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's what I keep telling myself in my life and will keep telling myself because I know it's true and nothing can change that because God said it. Jesus explained this and told us that God the Holy Spirit lives with us to enable us to be obedient, to live as a friend of God. God is my almighty protector, warrior, and the best friend I will ever know. So today, I want to stand up for my faith in this traditional and formal way, the way every believer marks the beginning of their Christian life, as someone who knows what it means to follow Jesus as an adult by getting baptized.